Venerable Sister, I've been practicing celibacy and keeping the precepts for quite some time, and trying to follow the advice of the Buddha in terms of being watchful of intentions behind my actions, not acting out of unwholesome mental states. But I have a problem that I would like to ask. I've always been easily agitated and prone to anxiety, and this remains the case despite my efforts. When these mental states arise, it is hard to maintain perspective, and I sometimes act out of them without realizing it at the time. It's mostly small things, like speaking without reflecting or making mistakes in tasks because of being anxious and in a rush. But the more I try to prevent this, it seems like it just gets worse, and I'm even becoming agitated over trying to not be agitated. What am I doing wrong, and how can I correct this?
In this case, you're worried about unpleasant mental states like agitation and anxiety, but you can also look at other things that you might be doing, like when things are pleasant, for example, or when there's a pleasant experience waiting for you. Are you delighting in that? Are you going for that? Are you acting out of other things, or laziness, or doubt, or other kind of points that mean that if you're basically letting the door open for hindrances on any occasion, that means that you're basically training your mind to leave the door open. So, for example, you know, it's actually quite a good point. Like, if you find yourself lapsing, and now there's the, you realize, oh no, I lapsed on that occasion, and now your mind wants to kind of revolve around that and try to figure out how the hell will I not do it again, and how will I make myself not do it again. You can realize, oh, this is an occasion where there's an unpleasant mental feeling, and now I just really want to get rid of it. So that's where you have to see, okay, now it's the same thing that I'm feeding, basically, the same anxiety that is the reason that I might act out of anxiety and lapse again. So if you find yourself lapsing on a certain occasion, you have to basically accept the pain of knowing that you have lapsed. There is consequences and results of good and bad actions. Okay, this is the consequence of that bad action. This is an unpleasant feeling. That's a very basic and kind of easily overlooked thing. But if you just start, okay, I have to accept that, then the next time the opportunity comes, when there's an unpleasant feeling pressuring me, for example, I might be better able to train myself in regard to it and not act out of it, because I've been training myself before. So it's basically not to kind of worry about particular types of unpleasant feelings or particular types of different actions that you might do on account of them, but start to kind of see through them to any type of unpleasant feeling. I shouldn't be just feeling justified in trying to get rid of it. Like, okay, I know theoretically I'm not justified in acting out of agitation or acting out of anxiety, but now when there's the unpleasant feeling of remembering I lapsed, I feel justified in trying to do something to get rid of that and trying to make it go away so that I won't lapse again. But you have to realize that it's all basically rooted in the same thing. And if you start to see it that way, you basically start to then become more independent in general, and to be able to see by yourself how you can correct these things, because you're not just determining what is a lapse or what is a good action, for example, on the basis of what it resulted in. Oh, on that time I spoke without reply. Oh, that time I made a mistake and this resulted in that. All of that becomes irrelevant. It's just, okay, if I was trying to get rid of an unpleasant feeling, if I was delighting in a pleasant feeling, that in itself is a good enough reason to not act out of it. That's what constitutes unwholesome fundamentally. And so that becomes your criteria. And that way, then you can always know at the moment when you're about to act, it doesn't matter what else is going on or what else is happening in the situation or how agitated the situation might be. Like, I don't know, I'm in a rush to go to the airport and this is going on and that's going on. It doesn't matter. It's like, what is my state of mind at this moment? And what's making me do this action, no matter what kind of other thoughts or justifications I might have for it.